This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So some optimism from European investors today, but for European leaders and economic policymakers there, it's a different matter. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Battered by the debt and migrant crises, European leaders face another threat: elections. Next year, Germany, France and the Netherlands go to the polls amid an anti-immigrant, anti-globalization backlash. Geert Wilders of the far-right Dutch Freedom Party says populist groups like his have been given a boost by Trump's victory.
It will be an enormous incentive for the common people to see, hey, it's possible. What can happen in America can happen in Europe, can happen in the Netherlands as well.
Most European heads of government congratulated Trump through gritted teeth, but Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is clearly hoping that a pro-Brexit president might agree a free trade deal with Britain.
Britain and the United States share values of freedom, of democracy and enterprise, and I look forward to building on the special relationship we have between our two countries.
But even in Britain, there's a lingering fear that if Trump delivers on his protectionist rhetoric, it could crash the global economy. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.